The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a big Monday edition. Back to work for you, Dominic. Oh, no. He wasn't ready to go to work yet. Welcome back, Dom. How you doing, little buddy?
It appears he is frozen.
Monday to us all. Great to be back.
Well, welcome back, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Good to be back.
It wouldn't be a Monday if all the tech worked and everything happened right from the go. Right. It will distract from what I suspect will be a Monday mouth. Lots of Guinness drink in the last week, sort of mush brain.
You know, I got to tell you, they say, you know, the Guinness over in Ireland is much better, and they're right. It's so creamy, and it's goodness. It's so good. And a few whiskey flights for dinner. You know, it was a great time, man.
Day drinking. All across Europe, as only Dom can do it. We'll talk about that later, perhaps, Dom. The prosecution rests in the hush money voter deception trial of Donald J. Trump. New York courtroom. The defense has a couple of witnesses. One's already cleared the stand, and there's some question of whether or not Bob Costello has joined the cavalcade of two defense witnesses. And I understand that Trump will not take the stand. I'm not sure what's happening there. And the WIS GOP convention in Appletown, Wisconsin. Dom, that's your old stomping grounds. We used to go party on College Ave, didn't we? So, if you didn't know, Dom and I did our share of partying on College Ave in Appleton. And it is a Monday, so I'm just going to jump in. Republican lawmakers and delegates from across Wisconsin gathered in Appletown on Saturday for the Republican Party Wisconsin State Convention. Early in the day, attendees were encouraged to introduce themselves to each other, go meet some people. It was an effort to encourage unity, something Congressman Derek Van Orden, yeah, he's a unifying sort, Congressman Derek Van Orden said the Republican Party needs. Republicans are independent thinkers, he said. All evidence to the contrary. We don't march in lockstep. We come at a problem set from different perspectives. Now, the convention was aimed at uniting Wisconsin Republicans under a common goal to gain the upper hand in the upcoming elections. Republicans are now taking the approach that we need to make sure that we have as many votes counted. Because when Republicans get out and work, and when Republicans actually vote, we win. Do ya? Congressman Brian Stiles said the general feeling at the convention was that Republicans are ready to turn things around. Are they? Wisconsin's ready for a change, Stiles said. Now, you are the incumbent. Remember that, sir. People are frustrated with the inflationary policies we've been experiencing. Under President Biden, everything is 20% more expensive than when he took office. Brian Stiles said the event was also a good opportunity to generate excitement for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in July. Is that what they're doing? They're ginning up excitement for the big RNC. Wisconsin is the center of the political storm this year. The next president of the United States is going to be decided here in the state of Wisconsin. He said that Stiles. So it's a great opportunity for us to get our message out. Stiles said he's hopeful that along with their stance on inflation, yeah, that'll get you through. Wisconsin Republicans will get to highlight their stances on immigration and foreign policy. He's also running for re-election this year and plans to learn more about the Wisconsinites, what Wisconsinites want on the campaign trail. I'm going to continue to go out and talk to people about the issues that are challenging everyone in the state. At the end of the day, when we look at the policies that matter to families, it's the fact that folks can't afford the things that they need. Now, the angry, drunk Derek Van Orden, my characterization, said he hopes the message of unity sticks with Republicans as they head to the polls in November. We have to get back to the place where we are Americans first, meaning we have to look out for our citizens, especially Republicans. Now, that's just me throwing that in. How do we do that? We talk to every single American and get their opinions. And then we tell them to shut the F up. If we're Derek Van Orden, you know, because I allege he's an angry drunk. Try to find out what the problems are and then work with the best solution across the board. Well, thank God Derek Van Orden's out there creating unity at the convention this weekend, Dom.
If there is a creator of unity in the dictionary, Crudy, it's going to have Derek Van Orden's face right next to the definition.
Well, Spectrum One News, my source there. We do have some sound for those that didn't make it up to Appletown to party with the GOP conventioneers. We've got the sound. Rich has done the hard work. Let's start with candidate wannabe. He's ran before 2012. I bet he gave this speech before. But here he is, the retread from Laguna Beach, the pornstachioed Eric Hudvey at the Wisconsin GOP convention. Play cut one, please, Rich.
We have to restore a future for our children and our grandchildren. We, every generation wants to do what? Leave the next American generation better off. So let's come together and give the next generation better opportunities.
Your grandkids are going to do just fine. You're rich. You know,
he's just talks in such generalities, man. I mean, it sounds like I'm watching his rollout video where he says he's running for Senate, but he doesn't say of what state. He totally ignores Wisconsin. He says
insert your favorite state here.
We got to make, you know, America better for our grand. Oh, okay, great, of course. But how are you going to do that, Hovde? The guy just talks in generalities and following what the script, the playbook, finance your own election, and check off these boxes about generally leaving things better for your great grandchildren.
Well,
and exactly how? What you know what I'm saying? What? Legislation, what process, what are you going to do in order to make that happen?
Oh, he's going to target us in the crooked media, of course. Yeah. A little more from candidate Hudvey at the state GOP convention, all about the free press cut four.
Look, I believe a democracy requires a vibrant and strong press. But to be that, you have to be fair and balanced. Hold me accountable. Ask me hard questions, but do the same to Senator Baldwin, please.
Oh, feel like he's getting singled out? Is poor Eric Hovde having a hard time? Too many hard questions for Hovde?
I don't know. Are they that difficult to answer? You're running for the U.S. Senate. The only part I don't quite understand, the whole giving up one salary. You know, I know he acts like he's being charitable in some way, shape, or form. But when you're so rich that you don't even need a $175,000 a year job, you're just doing it for the insider trading information. you fail to win my heart or my mind. I'm just saying.
Crudy, it wasn't the media in this case, but it was apparently the WIS Dems, according to WIS Politics. If you're at the Republican Party Wisconsin Convention in Appleton, look outside to see the WIS Dems mobile billboard highlighting all the ways Eric Hovde has said in his own words, he doesn't like working Wisconsinites. The mobile billboard directs you to EricHovdeDoesn'tLikeYou.com.
What? What? I like Eric this. Hovde I like this one. What's like this you. Called?
EricHovdeDoesn'tLikeYou.com. Which lays out in Eric Hovde's own words exactly how much the mega millionaire California bank owner looks down on hardworking Wisconsinites. Also, the billboard truck will drive around Appleton during the convention and direct attendees to the website, here are a few of the featured comments from Hovde on what he thinks about Wisconsinites, according to the Wisdoms and their mobile billboard. People struggling with their weight. I think he's talking about you, Crudy. Hovde said,
come on, man.
Hovde said people struggling with their weight should face the consequences of paying more for their health care. Yeah, Crudy, I blame you.
What, I don't pay enough for the health care?
That's right.
And look at that penciled neck geek, man. Why don't you put some weight on? Why don't you eat some cheese curds? Why don't you drink some beer? You know, the kind you didn't make at your house.
Can't have that. Other comments from Hovde, according to the Wisdoms, seniors. Hovde said that people in nursing homes should not be allowed to vote because he believes they only have 5 to 6 months to live.
Are you sure he's not talking to you now?
Yeah. Single parents, Hovde said he believes single parents lack morals and ethics, and kids with single moms are, quote, on a direct path to a life of poverty. Well, let's not forget the farmers.
Look at me, you son of a bitch. I mean, kiss my ass, Eric Hovde. I wasn't born under a rich star like you. I apologize, but my single mom did okay.
Well, at least you're not a farmer, Crudy, because Hovde apparently insulted the farmers, saying they don't work hard anymore and largely drive around a tractor.
You learned that one from Tim Michaels. Lazy Wisconsinites driving around in their automated tractors. They should be pulling that till.
Give that kid a shovel. And finally, Crudy, women. Hovde says he thinks females spend too much time focused on what's going on in Hollywood.
I suspect he means his own family, probably.
Wow. These are, you know, I knew about the seniors one and the weight one, but these are some new ones to my memory here, Curry. I haven't heard the one about the farmers or the women before. So there's Hovde saying we got to what? Unite?
Well, not just Eric Van Norden uniting people through his angry drunkenness, but apparently Eric Hovde also uniting the people of Wisconsin against him. I think that Tammy Baldwin's going to do just fine.
Eric Hovde doesn't like you.com.
Or tough questions. Don't ask him tough questions.
No.
Run them by Tammy first and then check back with me. We'll check with you on the phones. They're toll free. 844-967-2789. Tom's been getting all puffy drinking Guinness. What you eat over there?
Irish stew, a lot of fish. Oh, Boodle's great. Absolutely exceeded my expectations on all levels. The food, the country, the company. It was a good trip, man. But it's great to be back with you guys.
Why don't you ask me what it feels like to be a freak?
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. Happy Monday to us all. Join us on the lines at the political party, 844-967-2789.
We got a friend. Let's not make him wait all day. Pizza Box Mike, welcome to the party, my pal. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, not too bad. You know, have you guys ever seen the movie Mississippi Burning?
I have.
Yeah, well, that's what Eric Hovde sounds like, the Grand Dragon, when he's speaking to the crowd. Oh, I love Mississippi. They hate Mississippi. You know, we're a bunch of mongrels and heathens. But, yeah, there's no message there. That's pretty weak. I mean, these guys think they can ride the nasty dingleberry coattails of Donald Trump into office, and they're just not Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Which I still don't know how anybody could be enamored with that clown, but, here we are.
Pizza Box, how concerned are you about the trajectory of the national polling? And right now it's got Trump up in all the important states except perhaps Wisconsin. He's like tied here. It's about 7 states, Mike, and Biden's trailing in most of them.
Well, you remember how I felt back in 2016 when they decided to run with Hillary instead of Bernie, and I told you Trump was going to win. And yeah, you know, it kind of feels like that all over again, only this time it's worse because I think this is what, the 10th month in a row that we're going to set all-time, you know, heat records across the planet. And I don't see, because I'm looking past this election and thinking about the environment and everything else that's in our economy, the billionaire economy that everybody still wants to keep playing in. And the election just seems kind of like, not as important, because I know we're not going to address the issues no matter who wins. You know, watching Biden get slapped around by Netanyahu and just not, showing this empathy that this country needs to show as a whole, and we're not going to. So, no, I don't hold out much hope in the election, but I kind of felt that, before we got to this point. It just gets worse every year, every week, every hour. I don't know, but it's still fun being around, ain't it? I went to Michigan last week, but I sure didn't waste my time drinking.
Michael, always good to hear from you. I think it was his birthday recently. Happy birthday, if that's true, Michael.
Happy birthday, Mike.
844-967-2789. We'll take your phone calls. The GOP convention, big happenstance. We did not attend for the 13th consecutive year.
Damn. I would have totally gone, but I happened to be out of town. So
I was doing my hair. I
thought maybe you would go, Crudy. I mean, you're kind of down for these things.
I've never gone to the GOP convention. They wouldn't have us, right? They don't want us there. They don't want fair press. They just want to complain about the lack of fair press.
Yeah, fair and balanced, like what? Fox News? Fox Lies? Is that what Hub D's looking for?
Well, that
some softballs?
Some right-wing talk radio air support.
Yeah, right.
Righty-whitey talk radio, man. If it wasn't for them, you'd have to get to know these candidates. And they're less appealing, let's just say. 844-967-2789. Better candidates, better ideas. That's what they keep telling us. Have you heard Eric Hudvey do the Pledge of Allegiance? I'm just saying. Annie from Watertown. Welcome, Annie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Well, Pete's back got me thinking, Biden's this old school stuff. So, we've got this great advantage where he's getting stuff done, especially with climate change. Because guess what? The people that really don't like anything there's no climate change, they're all half asleep and just listen to what Trump and Fox News says. So they don't know the advances that Biden has been making. Okay, so Biden's getting this in. He's got the smart for being able to be a statesman, to, be able to make the government things work. And, we got to appreciate him for that. And, with Israel, yeah, he's old school where he's not, he's starting to wake up. But, I don't know, 98% of this country just thinks Israel can do no wrong. And, we've been allowing them to, let us come in and save their ass way too much, So,
well, Annie, setting aside Israel and Middle Eastern policy, because Joe Biden is a bystander. This is really Netanyahu's war, not ours. But would it surprise you to know that under President Joe Biden, the state of Wisconsin, the United States of America is producing more petroleum than at any time in our country's history?
Well, I wish we could just keep it here. And do people realize that we were keeping it here until, the Democrats didn't say, hey, okay, ship it out. It's okay now to ship it out. We don't keep it here. Let's run a pipeline so it's easier to ship it out even when we don't get to see a cent of it. People just don't know what's going on.
Annie, appreciate your call. A couple of thoughts. My most recent trip to Appleton, Dom, I was at Lawrence College, Lawrence University, and it was the Wisconsin Grassroots Network Festival, and it was their 15th anniversary. I've been to that one quite a bit, less so the GOP convention.
Yeah, right.
And one of the big stories I thought, or one of my big takeaways, was the amount of effort that Enbridge and these different companies are exerting to try and put pipelines across some of the most vulnerable waterways in the world. And right here in our backyard in the state of Wisconsin, up in the Lake Superior area, the Straits of Mackinac. And it ain't good. We should be paying closer attention to water rights. I mean, it's the next war. You think oil's bad? Wait till we start running out of water. And we've got the inland sea that is Lake Superior. And what? Enbridge, which is not a trustworthy company, not when it comes to, you know, not having their pipeline spill. Enbridge is putting pipelines across our last best freshwater bounty in the world. So, you know, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it's pipes leak. That's just what they do.
Well, Enbridge's pipes leak quite a bit. Remember when we talked about what happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan?
Kalamazoo River, yeah.
Well, I asked, you know, what's the cleanup cost? And I hear from a few of the activists, oh, Enbridge will tell you, it's clean. I wouldn't drink from it. Come back. More Devils Advocates. We'll get back to the GOP convention in Appleton and the phone lines. 844-96-PARTY.
The Devils Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Back to Work Monday edition. Welcome back, Dom.
Thank you, Gertie.
Before we get to you, callers, be patient for just a minute. Gotta get a little of the story from the Cap Times out there on the record, Dom. Top Wisconsin Republicans mixed on accepting 2024 election results.
Let me guess. They'll accept them 100% if Trump wins. It's a righteous and proper and fair election. If Trump doesn't win,
Andrew Ball from the Cap Times GOP convention up in Appleton this week, and they all assembled. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson hedged Saturday on whether he would commit to accepting the results of the November election, echoing former President Donald Trump's warning that he'll reject the outcome if he believes it's not honest. So Rojo's hedging.
Terrible.
Fellow Republican Eric Hudvey, who is running for Wisconsin's other U.S. Senate seat, said earlier in the week that he plans to accept the election results and encourages others to follow his lead. Well, that's why you're nearly unelectable by the Republican base.
Right.
The contrast illustrates how trust in elections remains an unsettled issue for Wisconsin GOP leaders as Republicans gathered for their annual state convention Saturday in Appleton. Trump has continued to claim falsely, are we sure it's false, Dom, that he won Wisconsin in 2020? Hell, Friday night? He went to a fundraiser on the day. By the way, congratulations, Barron Trump. Hope you had a good graduation Friday. The old man went up to Minnesota and claimed he won that state as well.
Yeah, and the governor from Minnesota did not take that too kindly.
Trump has continued to claim falsely he won Wisconsin in 2020 and has argued there was wrongdoing in that election. Recounts, requests by Trump, and other state reviews have all confirmed that President Joe Biden won the Wisconsin vote. You know who I think laid it out best? U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. We've heard the tape of him so many times laying out the 51,000 votes that Wisconsin Republican congressional and legislative candidates got that people did not vote at the top of the ticket for Donald Trump. So effectively, Rojo laid out the math of why it is that Trump lost the state of Wisconsin, and yet he won't, what, support his own conclusions? Won't cross the MAGA base? Won't Messiah, Dom? What? Why won't he tell the truth?
It's befuddling. The governor from Minnesota went off on Trump. Tim Walz, I think his name is. And I did see a little clip of it on the Twitter recently. He goes off, and I think he's right to do so. I mean, the guy wasn't even close. And he didn't win Wisconsin. He didn't win Minnesota. The guy stands up and says these things, and they are patently false. And so you wonder why guys like, you know, Ron Johnson, other GOPers and MAGAs are hedging, because they're all following the lead of their orange messiah. But the guy did not win, and he continues to say it. How can you possibly support that kind of mindset? Oh, I'm a 6'5" black man named Dominic. No, you're not, dude. You're just not. I can continue to claim it over and over and over again, but it is not true.
Dominic, in an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel earlier this month, Trump said he would accept the election results, but only if everything's honest. If that isn't the case, he said, you'd have to fight for the right of the country. But if everything's honest, which we anticipate it will be, a lot of changes have been made over the past few years. But if everything's honest, I will absolutely accept the results as long as I'm the winner, right?
Right.
As long as I'm the winner. Because that's what Tim Scott said to the Kirsten Wilker on the Sunday morning show. Well, as long as Donald Trump's the 47th president, I accept the results. That's the now Ron Johnson attitude, right? So you think he's up for VP?
Rojo. I'll jump down in here, Curdy, a little bit. Johnson gave a wait-and-see response when asked whether he'd accept election results in the fall. Here's the quote, what the senator told the Cap Times on Sunday. We have to see exactly what happens. Yeah, that's an impossible hypothetical to answer. If there are all kinds of abuses, we might have to start questioning those abuses, might have to investigate them. I certainly want to accept the results. Hubdy, who's running for U.S. Senate.
But if we got to roll out some fake electors again, we'll do it.
And I'll be your guy, and I'll pretend to be on the phone. I'll facilitate for 10 seconds, 10 minutes, maybe an hour. You know, we'll see what happens. I'll change my story, and we'll do whatever we can to keep our orange god in power. And damn democracy, damn your vote, damn the Electoral College, damn it all. If it's not our guy, it's fraudulent, it's fake, it's false, it's troublesome, it's not honest. The whole mindset is just twisted, and I don't want people to get used to it. You should be mad about it when people talk like that because they're lying to your face. Hovde, who was running for U.S. Senate against Baldwin, said he would accept the results and said everyone should when asked if he would urge Trump to do likewise. Yeah, it's the most cogent thing I've ever heard Hovde say. He pointed to Hillary Clinton's response to the 2016 election, where Clinton blamed her campaign loss on Russian interference in the election, although she never claimed the ballots were improperly counted. Let's try to get everybody in agreement. Let's clean up our voting system, our voting rolls as much as possible so we can move forward and have confidence in the election, Hovde said earlier this week. Shimmin, the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, told reporters that he is pleased with the party's efforts on election integrity, including recruiting poll workers to work and observe the election administration process. We fully expect to be in a situation where we're going to accept the results.
You didn't in 2020, Shimmin. You were there as part of the conspiracy, the fake elector conspiracy. Brian Shimmin is in on it. Just reminding people, Don, please continue. Yes.
A close race could require a recount, he said, and added that the party would respond accordingly. I expect and want to accept the results because that's the best for everyone. But, you know, if it's an 800-vote race or something, we'll have another discussion. Sure, if it's close, it's fine. Absolutely. Pay for the recounts if it's beyond whatever the percentage is. That's the process. Follow the process. He'd followed the process last time. We did recounts. Hell, in the city of Milwaukee, or Milwaukee County, forget which, Biden got more votes after the recount, right?
But if you'll recall, as part of that process, Dom, they tried to throw out 200,000 absentee ballots from Dayton, Milwaukee County. So when you talk about the normal process, it wasn't normal process. You know, it's one thing to do a recount. It's another to file a lawsuit to throw out valid ballots, including Jim Troupas. Who's Jim Troupas? That bastard.
Rep. Brian Steil, Republican from Janesville, told the Cap Times he's concerned about the rules of the road changing midway through the election cycle, a reference to court rulings that have altered election laws in recent years. Asked if he would accept the November results, he only said that, quote, I think we've got a great opportunity to make sure that we're increasing election integrity here in the state of Wisconsin and have a great opportunity for solid elections. What?
That's not a yes. I mean, man, just say yes.
No, they can't. They won't.
What Obama famously say, how hard is it to say Nazis are bad? How hard is it to say you will accept the outcome of the election? Sorry.
During their annual convention, top officials urged the party to come together to boost Trump, Hovde, and conservatives up and down the ballot in November. A house divided cannot stand, Johnson said in a speech. And if we're going to win, we must unify.
Using antebellum language? A little pre-Civil War? 844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland, most patient. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, just to build on the oil, I think this is a talking point that I wish the Democrats would exploit more. It's because it's something that the Republicans always try to pass off, that they are for, you know, oil. And Trump has said first thing he's going to do is authorize more drilling, drill, baby, drill. Well, the reality is, as Crew pointed out, the United States is the top producer of petroleum on the world today. And that's a lot to do with the not only just Biden policy, but just U.S. policy. But if you take a look at the fossil fuel company websites, you're going to see that there's a shift happening. They're no longer calling themselves oil companies. They're now energy companies. And one of the challenges that they're facing is the Republicans keep giving them leases. How often have you heard Republicans saying that we're going to expand lease opportunities in like ANWR and other opportunities for drilling? They don't want to go there. The drilling and these leases is expensive. What they want, because they see that their number is going to be coming up in a few decades, is the new technologies of green technology. That's where they're putting a lot of research into, becoming diverse energy providers and not just oil companies. So if the Democrats, they're the ones that want to fund alternative energy research and production and how they can help companies bring their products to market, which is exactly what these companies want the government to do. They don't want these leases or Republican policies. The only one who wants that are Republican bases that plays great in politics. I wish that the Democrats would point that out more, that the policies of energy research are far and away more popular with the energy companies than Republican policy of old drill, baby, drill.
You make good points, Tom. Eric Hudvey, bank executive, you know, out there in California and Utah, owns a couple banks. Well, Eric Hudvey is behind a $200 million per year solar investment on behalf of his bank. And he pointed to, if I recall the reporting earlier, Dom, and I'm usually pretty good about this, he pointed out the Inflation Reduction Act, the Joe Biden legislation, said, I changed my mind on this topic. A, the cost of production of solar energy has come way down. And B, it's good policy. Strange. You know, when it's good monetary policy, it becomes good policy.
Wait. We can make money on this? And we can get some subsidies from the government to do so? And maybe transfer away from our base business of petrochemicals and, you know, not burn the earth? Wow. Maybe that's something we can all work on, huh? What an idea.
Well, before we move on to the 21st century, Dom, let's turn back to a little bit more Rojo sound we got.
Oh, God.
The convention coming to your hometown this summer, Dom, and we've looked up the maps, and the Republicans, I've seen Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson, they're very upset that the protesters, 0.4 miles away from the Pfizer Forum, you know, via walking map, are going to be too close. Unnecessary confrontations.
That is such bunk. As far as I'm concerned, those protesters should be closer. Sight and sound of the convention. This thing is, you know, 0.4 miles away, 2 to 4 blocks, depending on where you're coming from, what angle, within the secure zone. Now, maybe they, you know, some folks might be walking by there. Perhaps it's closer to the Baird Center, the new area that they will be using some of it. But from the Pfizer Forum, hell, man, it'll take you 10 minutes to walk there. That's not sight and sound.
Play it for the people. Here's why Rojo is a U.S. senator and you're not.
This is the same security plan that was developed before the summer of 2020, before the BLM Antifa riots, okay? So the Secret Service, they use their criteria, they set this plan, and now the director of the Secret Service is saying, well, they have the authority to set the plan, but they don't have the authority to change it. They put the protest zone a block away from the actual convention site. The initial plan had the entrances on the north and south side adjacent to that park. You know, there's no control over that park. There's no fences around it. So it's a gathering site for all kinds of potential mayhem. So this is a very obvious concern. It ought to be corrected. And if the Secret Service does it, I mean, I'll just be baffled by why they wouldn't want to provide that additional protection now that it's a different time and place. You know, we saw the riots of 2020. You know, we see the inflamed
situation. What about the January 6th, 2021 riots?
Pushed by, for example, President Biden. This is a serious security concern that could be addressed. I hope they address it.
Come on.
Very selective memory that senator of yours has.
Great to come back to the States and see Ron Johnson all over the news, all over the place, saying stupid-ass things like that. The BLM riots. Oh, he was so mad about that. Heaven forbid people stand up against, you know, police killing unarmed young black men. You know, yeah, that's just too much. Remember, what did Ron Johnson say about the January 6th? They stayed within the velvet ropes, and they were very peaceful. But if they were BLM rioters, protesters, well, then he would have had a problem.
Then he would. GOP convention. He's your finest representative.
Oh, God.
Come back with us.
He's the leader of the GOP in the state of Wisconsin, man. Rojo. This is what we're dealing with.
Well, only as a stand-in for the Cheeto Messiah. You know, it is the party of Trump and Johnson and Schimming and Style and Van Orden. What a fine crew they make. More Devil's Advocates.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Devil's Advocates Radio. So join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
Rich, you should have held the bin caught stealing for the Michael Cohen conversation just a little bit later. Troubling news from the Manhattan courtroom. Cohen confessed to having stolen from the Trump Organization during the Stormy Daniels transaction. Muddled in the $420,000 is $60,000 worth of theft. We'll get to that at 4 o'clock.
Unreimbursed expenses. You know, what are you going to do?
Well, today he confessed to effectively larceny on the stand.
Grifters got grifted. Amazing. You got, you know, dogs laying with each other. What can possibly happen?
Tom, I want to turn my attention to the flea convention. I mean, the GOP convention in Appleton. Primary to fill Mike Gallagher's seat pits a Trump-backed candidate against the familiar names. Are they familiar? Maybe to our audience. We got smart people listening, Tom, and they can always be a part. 844-967-2789. But I wanted to throw this out there. For those that aren't paying attention to the 6th, don't make it the 8th Congressional District. That's the former Gallagher District. You know, when I was talking about the bad Republicans, I erred by not including Tom Tiffany, Scott Fitzgerald, and Glenn Grossman in that mix.
Thank you. Yes.
You know, because they're also part of your crew. Before voters in northeastern Wisconsin knew of Tony Weid's plan to run for Congress, the former gas station chain owner had already scored Republicans' most sought-after endorsement, Donald Trump. Weed, I think that's how you pronounce it, Dom. I'm calling him Weed. He's the Weed Man. Weed met with the former president for the first time during Trump's campaign rally in Green Bay earlier last month. Trump autographed a document Weed brought detailing his plans to run, and he publicly endorsed him soon after. One day after Weed formally announced his candidacy, here's what he said. We need political outsiders who are willing to put Wisconsin families first and deliver American first policies and stand with our next president, Donald J. Trump. Well, that's all Trump needed to hear before he offered the endorsement, right? Weed said during his campaign launch, among the reasons listed for running, to give Trump an ally he'll need in Congress. You know, another ally in Congress, Tom.
It's all about loyalty, baby.
Now, the developments directly injected Trump's influence into the primary race for an open, solid red House seat held most recently by Republicans not closely aligned with the current party leader. It also added an unexpected dynamic, powerful support for a political newcomer against two Republicans who have represented parts of the 8th. Well, they're Andre Jacques and Roger Roth, and I thought Andre Jacques still's got a real chance here, Dom. He's been up there politicking for some time. Now, the three Republicans in the primary to replace retired Rep. Mike Gallagher include former Appleton State Rep. Senator Roger Roth, former Appleton State Senator Roger Roth, and DePere State Senator Andre Jacques, Dom's boy. and they are plotting their own paths to August 13th. Still, all three of the Republicans have fallen in line with the former president, as you knew they would, Dom, even as Trump called on Roth to drop out in a sign of the direction of the Republican Party as a whole. You loser. You drop out. I don't even know you. The fat boy can stay. Just how influential the endorsement will be remains unclear. Trump's social media post of support in which he misspelled Weed's name has been the extent of the former president's involvement to date. Though his son, Donald Trump Jr., and I don't know if you've got this on your calendar, Dom, he plans to stump for Weed in Green Bay early next month, June 3rd, I believe. Other factors outside of the Trumps, like fundraising and advertising, will be key to determining who wins the primary. But the district that once went back and forth between the two parties has become solidly red in recent years. Till now, Mitt Romney won it by just over 3 points in the 2012 presidential race. Trump won it by 18 points and 16 points in 16 and 20, respectively. Weed getting into the race and having Trump's endorsement is probably the most important development in the race, according to Kyle Kondek from Sabato's Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia Center for Politics. It doesn't mean it's necessarily over, but it's a valuable endorsement to have. If you're MAGA.
When Trump labeled Roth a rhino and no friend of MAGA and called on Roth to drop out of the race in his endorsement of Weed, Roth responded by doubling down on his support for Trump. I will win this race and help win Wisconsin for Donald Trump in November.
Please, sir, may I have another beating?
Please, sir, may I have another? Please, sir, may I have another? Asked about Trump's repeated false claims that he won Wisconsin and the election in 2020, Roth, for example, Roth was the only candidate to say Biden rightfully won. Well, no wonder why Trump wants him out. Weeds said only that he is focused on winning his current race, but claimed there had been issues with the election. Jacques did not say who won 2020, claiming there is, quote, plenty of evidence that would support the fact that there were Republican votes that were missed in that election. Whatever that means. And while some Republicans in the district have lent much weight to Trump's endorsement of Weed, with the Trump endorsement, the race is over, but don't treat it like that. State Rep. Elijah Behnke of Ocano said at Weed's launch, other factors are at play outside of Trump's influence. Yeah, there are other factors. Like, who won the election? Apparently, only one of those three gentlemen will say.
And he will finish last in the primary. Yeah. Talking about Roger Roth. You, sir, are a rhino compared to the other true MAGA candidates. Andre Jacques. Trump hasn't even disrespected you yet. It's coming.
It's coming.
You know, the weed man, you know, with the dino gas station chain his old man gave to him. Because money makes right. I think Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to win that seat. We'll see. She's the Democratic alternative. Looking better all the time. More Devils.
Indeed.
A happy hour is next. Stick around for it. Dom's back. We're all back to work. It's Monday.